Hello and welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in today because we are diving into one of the most elegant and surprisingly tricky topics in the entire forces unit, Newton's third law of motion. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Oh, it's just equal and opposite forces. I know this one. But here's the thing. This is one of the most commonly misunderstood topics in GCSE physics, and examiners absolutely know it. So stick with me, because by the end of this episode, you'll have a rock-solid understanding that will earn you marks other students are throwing away. Let's start with the big picture. Newton's third law is part of topic 4.5 in the forces section. It connects beautifully to Newton's first and second laws, to equilibrium, and even to momentum. Exam questions can appear as short 1 or 2 mark recall questions, or as longer 4 to 6 mark explain questions. Both styles require precision, so let's build that precision right now. Right, core concept. Let's get into it. Newton's third law states, whenever two objects interact, they exert equal and opposite forces on each other. Let me say that again because every single word matters. Whenever two objects interact, so there must be two objects, they exert equal and opposite forces on each other. Now, there are four things examiners are looking for when you describe a Newton's third law pair of forces. First, the forces are equal in magnitude, same size. Second, the forces are opposite in direction. Third, the forces act on two different objects. And fourth, the forces are of the same type. For example, both are contact forces or both are gravitational forces. That fourth point catches so many candidates out. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're standing on the floor. Your weight pulls you downward. That's a gravitational force. The floor pushes you upward. That's a contact force, a normal reaction force. Now, these two forces are equal and opposite, and they act on you. But, and this is crucial, they are not a Newton's third law pair. Why? Because they act on the same object, you, and they are different types of force. The actual Newton's third law pair here is this. You exert a gravitational force on the Earth, pulling it toward you, and the Earth exerts a gravitational force on you, pulling you toward it. Both gravitational forces acting on different objects, that is a Newton's third law pair. Let's try another example. Think about a rocket launching into space. The rocket engines expel exhaust gases downward. The rocket pushes the gases downward, that's the action force. The gases push the rocket upward, that's the reaction force. Equal in size, opposite in direction, acting on different objects, the rocket and the gases. And both are contact forces. Perfect Newton's third law pair. This is why rockets work in the vacuum of space. There's no air to push against. The rocket pushes the exhaust gases backward, and the gases push the rocket forward. Newton's third law in action, literally. Here's another brilliant everyday example. Think about swimming. When you swim, your arms push the water backward. That's your action force on the water. The water pushes you forward. That's the reaction force on you. Equal and opposite, acting on different objects. Or think about two ice skaters standing facing each other. Skater A pushes skater B. Skater B pushes skater A back with an equal force. They both move away from each other. Notice even if one skater is much heavier, the forces are still equal. The lighter skater just accelerates more because of Newton's second law, but the forces themselves are identical in size. Here is the most important distinction you need to nail for your exam. The difference between a Newton's third law pair and balanced forces on a single object. Balanced forces occur when the resultant force on a single object is zero. For example, a book sitting on a table. The weight of the book acts downward. The normal reaction force from the table acts upward. These are equal and opposite, so the book doesn't accelerate. But these are not a Newton's third law pair, because both forces act on the same object, the book. The Newton's third law pairs here are the book pushes downward on the table, and the table pushes upward on the book. And separately,
The Earth pulls the book downward gravitationally, and the book pulls the Earth upward gravitationally. A helpful way to remember these. Newton's third law pairs always involve two different objects. If you can't name two separate objects, it's not a Newton's third law pair. Let me give you a memory hook. Think of the phrase, you can't push without being pushed back. Every time you push on something, it pushes back on you with exactly the same force. Push a wall, the wall pushes you. Kick a ball, the ball pushes back on your foot. Sit in a chair, the chair pushes up on you. Newton's third law is everywhere, all the time, in every interaction. Another memory hook. Think of the letters EODS. Equal, opposite, different object, same type of force. EODS. Say it a few times. Equal, opposite, different, same type. If your Newton's third law pair ticks all four boxes, you're golden.
Right, let's move on to exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. This section could genuinely be the difference between a grade 6 and a grade 7 for you, so listen carefully. Mistake number one, saying the forces cancel out. This is the big one. Candidates write something like, the action and reaction forces are equal and opposite, so they cancel out and there is no motion. No, no, no! The forces act on different objects. Forces can only cancel out if they act on the same object. A Newton's third law pair never cancels out because they're on different objects entirely. Mistake number two, not identifying both objects. If an exam question asks you to describe the Newton's third law pair for a given force, you must name both objects involved. For example, if the question says, a horse pulls a cart forward with a force of 500 newtons, describe the Newton's third law pair, the answer must say, the cart pulls the horse backward with a force of 500 newtons. You must name the cart pulling the horse, not just say there's an equal and opposite force. Mistake number three, confusing force type. Remember, a Newton's third law pair must be the same type of force. A gravitational force pairs with a gravitational force. A contact force pairs with a contact force. You would never pair a gravitational force with a normal reaction force in a Newton's third law pair. Mistake number four, forgetting units. If a question involves a calculation or states a force value, always include newtons as your unit. Examiners will not award the mark if units are missing on a calculation question. Now, let's talk about command words, because how you answer depends entirely on what the question is asking. If the question says state or give, keep it brief, one sentence maximum. State Newton's third law, whenever two objects interact, they exert equal and opposite forces on each other. Done. If the question says describe, say what happens, use correct terminology. Describe the forces acting, the horse exerts a forward force on the cart, and the cart exerts an equal and opposite backward force on the horse. If the question says explain, this is where you need to use because. Explain why the forces do not cancel out. The forces do not cancel out because they act on different objects. One acts on the horse and one acts on the cart. If the question says calculate, show you're working. Use the correct formula. Include units. Even if you get the final answer wrong, you can still earn method marks for correct working. For a 6-mark question on Newton's third law, a strong answer will identify both objects, state the magnitude of both forces, state the direction of both forces, state the type of both forces, explain why they don't cancel out, and link to a real-world consequence. That's your 6-mark checklist. Right, time for our quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What are the four key features of a Newton's third law pair? The answer? Equal in magnitude, opposite in direction, act on two different objects and are the same type of force. Question two. A swimmer pushes water backward with a force of 200 newtons. What force does the water exert on the swimmer and in which direction? The answer, 200 newtons forward, equal and opposite. Question three, why do Newton's third law pairs not cancel out? Because they act on different objects. Question four, a person stands on the ground. Their weight is 600 newtons downward.
What is the Newton's third law pair to this force? The person exerts a gravitational force of 600 newtons on the Earth, pulling the Earth upward. Note, not the normal reaction force from the ground. That's a different type of force acting on the same object. Question 5. True or false? Newton's third law only applies when objects are stationary. False. Newton's third law applies at all times, whether objects are moving, accelerating, or stationary. Great. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything you need to remember. 1. Newton's third law states that whenever two objects interact, they exert equal and opposite forces on each other. 2. The four features of a Newton's third law pair are equal magnitude, opposite direction, different objects, and same type of force. Remember EODS. 3. Newton's third law pairs never counteract because they act on different objects. 4. Do not confuse Newton's third law pairs with balanced forces. Balanced forces act on the same object. Newton's third law pairs act on different objects. 5. In exam answers, always name both objects. State the magnitude and direction of both forces and state the type of force. 6. This topic links to Newton's second law. Even though the forces in a pair are equal, the accelerations may differ if the masses are different. 7. Real-world applications include rockets, swimming, walking, and collisions. All of these are fair game for exam questions. We've got this. Newton's third law is one of those topics that seems simple on the surface, but will reward the students who really understand the detail. And now you're one of those students. Good luck with your revision. Keep practicing those exam questions, and I'll see you.